Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. If you could hear me, press 1 on your phone. If you can hear me good and clear, press 1 on your phone. Alhamdulillah. And I'll know that you can hear me. Allahu Akbar. Press 1 on your phone if you can hear me. Press. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Yeah, this is Reparations Radio. Okay, praise be to Allah. This is Reparations Radio, and we're going to stay abreast of the reparations industry and the latest thing. It's big people, big rich people now are speaking out for reparations. Robert Johnson, who sold BET way back in the 2000s, he was paid like $4 billion for Black Entertainment Television. And recently, Robert Frederick Smith, the richest African American in the world, he unveiled the two solutions. But first, he spoke up and said that companies, all them Caucasian European companies that benefited from slavery, that was in existence in the 1800s and all that, and benefited from Jim Crow when they were operating Jim Crow and all that, they should step up, and ante up and get with the reparations, you know. But at the same time, Robert Frederick Smith unfurled his, what they call the 2% solution. You know, it's where they're asking all these corporations around the world to give 2% of their net income each year for 10 years to empower African-American financial institutions, banks, credit unions, and everything like that, you know. It's called a 2% solution, and it's so great. On YouTube, look up the Catholic Church and slavery. There's a lot coming out now about the Jesuits and the Catholic Church involved in slavery and things. So a lot happened. It's a lot. It just seems like Allah is letting all this stuff happen. You know, Allah is in control. Allah is absolutely in control. If anybody want to weigh in on the conversation, you know, our show is only, it's going to be a half hour. You know, so we're doing this every day, and I don't want to get burned out, but just a half hour, you know, we'll have, and if we want to go longer, we can if we want. We're free to do it. You see? Freedom. So more and more information, more and more evidence, more and more testimony coming out about the Caucasian who's against anybody who's against reparations is crazy. They're insane. They're absolutely out of their mind. And they don't even matter. You know, because Allah is in control of this. Allah is in control. I heard a brother, I called into a show. He says, well, our reparations start with revelation. Our reparations start with revelation. That's where our reparations. But it's also Allah saying in the revelation that he gave us, he says, stand up for justice. Stand out for justice. you know. If people owe you money, if they owe you, set up for justice. See, that makes the world right. That makes the world a livable world when we have rules and regulations, when we have rules and regulations and we have, you know, we have a system of fair play and honesty, you know what I mean, and fairness, see? But when the world is just allowed to do anything you want to a human being, and you ain't got to think about the consequences, you ain't got to think about anything, that makes for a bad world. That makes for a world that ain't got no rules. They don't have no regulations, you know? You know, so Lot said, well, those people were enslaved for 250 years. They suffered 90 years of Jim Crow. They suffered 65 years of what they call separate but equal. They suffered something like 37 years of state-sanctioned redlining. They suffered. They suffered. Somebody should acknowledge that these people suffered. Something should be done. Somebody should, you know, you just don't do it and say, oh, forget about it. No. That makes for a bad world. That makes for a world that don't make no sense. You know, because people have to live with their consequences. Things that we say, a thing that we do, we have to live with those things. And, you know, we learn not to say those things, certain things, and we learn not to do certain things. That's how we learn. You know, we play with fire, get burned. You say, okay, I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to. Well, you don't just abuse the people and beat up on the people and rape the people and do anything you want, lynch your people, you know, rob them, you know, and everything. And nothing happens. No, that's not how Allah works. That's not how Allah works. So if you want to say something, raise your hand. I'll bring you into the queue. If you want to say something, weigh in. I'll bring you into the queue. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Okay, praise be to Allah. 404. Assalamu alaikum. 404, take yourself off mute. Take yourself off mute.
Praise well, guys, Elaine, I agree with you. And I agree. I don't see how anybody can compare us with the other people who got records. And what was done to them was a minor in the years that they suffered, and we suffered 100 times, I mean, way longer than any people ever suffered during this time, and that's why we so far behind. We need psychological help. All of us need to be put on the sofa and question why we... And we should understand that what we don't understand, people don't understand the effect of slavery still is on us. That ghost from the prison is still hovering around in our life, whether we like it or not. And the only way we're gonna get rid of it, we got to talk about this. We started from nothing, and most of our people saw, even though all the people going to colleges and playing football and basketball, most of us still start from scratch. And most of our people have been trained from the plantation to give all the money back to the people that already got money. So ain't nothing we going to do really until we all come up. And I think reparations will help us all come up at one time. Well, we can have something. You can't do nothing, bro. You can't do nothing but be dependent. Worry about, are you going to have anything when you're broke? So I my vote is for reparation, and I'm telling the people out on the streets that we deserve our share, and we didn't get our share because they planned it that way. Everything mostly happened to us is a plan, it's a psychology, it's something that's going to happen, and something that they, and it happened to us too many times over and over again. So, yeah, I believe that we deserve reparation. Inshallah. So I think Brother Sujal, you, Brother Sujal, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. First of all, we like to bear witness and testify that there's only one creator, one God. And we bear witness and testify that Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. Brothers and sisters, what we are doing, if anybody check it out, is we are applying our intelligence. It's intelligent for us stand up for this reparation. If you look at our history and what we went through, what our foreparents went through, and how we make this country rich, and how we was treated, and disrespected, and separated our family. You know, if you just look at that history, it's more than what I'm saying right now. But the way what we went through, you know, the Jew can't say he went through it. The Chinese can't say that he went through it. The Indians, you know, whether you know they committed genocide on the Indians, but what we went through, brothers and sisters, I don't know if the people can show where they pick cotton. And they could add up the amount of wealth that just cotton alone, how it put America in a position of leadership, you know, and ownership, you know, and acquiring land, able to buy land from all these other countries, establish these colonies, establish these cities and things, you know. It's because there was free labor. There was free labor. You wouldn't have one people's so far in advance as far as the wealth if there wasn't free labor. You wouldn't have people that having this type of wealth, having this type of disadvantage. Advantage over other nationalities. There'd be some kind of equality, you know, that we'll see in the world. So we gonna have to use our intelligence. We had to first look at it is whether or not America owe us something. And we got to figure out where they gonna get the money from. And we are saying that what everybody else is saying, that the tax money that is being made and other rich peoples is agreeing to pay money, and they are admitting, you know, the one that had us in slavery. Some religious peoples, you know, admitting they had us in slavery, and they asking for the forgiveness, and saying that they are sorry and offering to give millions of dollars, you know, in reparation. Well, it's just a portion of the peoples see that what was done and that reparation is the solution. It's the solution. They don't have no other kind of money. They're giving the money to all these other countries. We are paying and giving money to other countries for what they are going through in order to save their economy. But at the same time, they don't want to give us the children of the slaves. They don't want to give us a penny. And anytime I see somebody on the TV or whatever is making the point that it's gonna be unfair that they don't deserve reparation because the people that they done something to is dead. That don't make no sense. You know, I mean, things that happened to the Chinese. You know, the money came afterward. Thing happened to the Jews, the money came afterward. And you didn't give the money to the people that was alive. You know, so it don't make no sense. They don't have no real ground to stand on, no real argument to argue with. Every time I see our brothers and sisters talking about reparation, it just fires me up. It just fires me up, and I see young peoples done took the range, and they are standing up. And they are intelligent, you know. And what the older people should do, we should get behind them and back them up and stand up with them when they try to use the truth, when they try to use what the folk pans went through. Support them in that. And another thing, brothers and sisters, we got to make it clear that if we do get reparation, that we support each other, that we spend that money with each other, that we keep this money among ourselves.
If we don't have that rule, we're going to be defeated.
We're going to lose out if we don't have that rule. If we don't keep that money among ourselves and they figure out a way how to consume the money that we get from reparation, then we done lost again. We going back down again. We got to keep that money that is given to us and spend it among ourselves and establish things all over. We don't have to live in the same city. So, brothers and sisters, you know, it's a thing that you got to be intelligent. You got to be God fearing. You got to believe in God. But we can't just depend on you say that we ain't gonna do nothing unless the leadership does it. Imam told us we shouldn't fall into that trap. So praise be to Allah. We got some good people working on this here. I pray that we keep on doing the research and keep on doing the studying, you know, and I'm trying to learn more as I can, much as I can in this city, here in Baton Rouge, and who is doing some about reparations and doing things with reparations. I just advise the other brothers and sisters to learn in their city and find out who's doing something in reference to reparation and how we can assist and how we can participate.
That's right. Wa'alaikum as-salam, alhamdulillah. That's right, brother. That's right. We got to encourage people to keep studying and be able to answer people when they ask questions and answer people when they don't understand, if they say something ignorant. Even our people sometimes say things like, oh, I don't want no information. Give me a break, you know. So we need to keep studying. Alhamdulillah. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to close the show out in about 3 minutes or so, because I don't want to burn myself out, because I'll be running. So, but every night, you know, if we want to go to an hour, if we get a big enough crowd on the radio, we'll go an hour or so, or even longer.
Everything I can do to change this, work on this, and everybody go and do their research, and we see what can we do. We know we got to get our families involved. Got to get people involved. Okay, turn it back over to you, brother, for that man.
Yeah. You know, bring up the conversation, you know, wherever. You know, somebody, I think, Susan, I was saying, that's what they used to do when y'all used to talk about the image, just bring up the conversation somewhere. Didn't talk about it, but,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. That's what the brother was saying at this workshop I went to. He said, bring up the conversation at the dinner table when you have some of them relatives, you know, who kind of like, So it's coming, and it's spreading like wildfire. All you need to do is anybody you think of, just Google Tyler Perry and reparations, or Snoop Dogg and reparations, to see what they say, because, you know, Google will keep track of what they say, see? And so we want to learn all the people who's in favor of reparations. And somebody want to close out? Let's close out in prayer, and inshallah, we'll talk.
When they say something about Dean, Bismillah, Rahman, or Rahim, or Allah, the Lord of this most perfect call of this prayer that we offer, please be common to me. Please elevate as out of place. All up, that's so good. Good as the next. Please keep us away from that. Amen.
I mean. I submit.
I mean. I